This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The UN Refugee Agency on Wednesday urged Afghanistan's neighbors to keep borders open and do fair reviews of the asylum claims of Afghan citizens a day after the Taliban and U.S. wrapped up 2 days of meetings in Qatar. On Tuesday, the Taliban said its delegates urged U.S. officials to unfreeze Afghan state assets and remove sanctions. The discussions took place amid growing appeals by aid groups to international donors to scale up financial aid to Afghanistan. The United Nations says more than half the Afghan population will suffer from acute hunger this winter. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said in a statement on Tuesday, the United States remains committed to ensuring that U.S. sanctions do not limit the ability of Afghan civilians to receive humanitarian support. The Islamist group insists its administration has brought peace and security to most of Afghanistan in a short period of time, and it is determined to work with the international community to move the poverty-stricken country toward economic stability. But critics are skeptical about those assurances from the Taliban. They cite reports of revenge killings of former officials by Taliban forces and restrictions imposed on female participation in Afghan television programs. Former Honduras First Lady Xiomara Castro, whose husband was ousted in a coup 12 years ago, has been elected the Central American nation's first female president. The leftist opposition leader's victory in Sunday's election was sealed when Nazria Sfora, the mayor of the capital, Tegucigalpa, and the candidate of the ruling National Party, conceded the election during a visit with Castro on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Hong Kong stocks closed on a positive note Wednesday to cap 3 days of COVID-fueled losses. The Hang Seng Index climbed 183.66 points to 23,658. The Shanghai Composite Index added 13 points, while the Shenzhen Composite Index on China's second exchange rose 4.88 points. It closed at 2,524. Russia accused Ukraine on Wednesday of deploying half of its army, or 125,000 troops, to Donbas, a conflict zone in eastern Ukraine, where government forces have been battling the Russia-backed separatists since 2014. The accusation was leveled by a spokeswoman for the Russian Foreign Ministry during a briefing in Moscow. There was no immediate response from Kiev. Russia said it's worried about Ukrainian intentions as ties between Kiev and Moscow become even more strained over Western fears about a new Russian attack on Ukraine. Russia has dismissed that idea as fear-mongering. On Tuesday, the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry accused Russia of massing troops around the Crimean Peninsula and the eastern regions of Ukraine. The conflict escalated at the beginning of the year. Russia deployed some 100,000 troops around Ukraine's borders in the spring. To date, the conflict has taken about 13,000 lives. After expressing solidarity against any Russian aggression toward Ukraine, NATO foreign ministers are closing 2 days of talks in Latvia on Wednesday with a focus on the situations in Ukraine, as well as Georgia and Afghanistan. Discussing troop movements at Russian troop movements near the border with Ukraine, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters Tuesday there is no clarity about exactly what are the Russian intentions. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Russia that any renewed aggression would trigger serious consequences. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday said he would decide on a weekly basis whether to extend U.S. travel bans from southern Africa, depending on what happens with the worrying new Omicron variant of COVID-19. Asked how long travel restrictions that took effect Monday against South Africa and seven other southern African countries would remain in place, Biden said it depends. He said, we're going to learn a lot more in the next couple of weeks about the lethality of this disease and how much it spreads, what we have to do to control it, etc., he told reporters. Saudi Arabian state media has confirmed the first case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus coming from a North African country on Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.